Harry, this paper is on the quantitative metallography of deformed grains. Why do we need to worry about the shape of the deformed grains?
Well, Matthew, most crystalline materials are shaped to make them suitable for particular applications. For example, a bridge is made using beams and a car using sheet steel. So when a grain is deformed, its surface area and the length of its edges change. This then influences its subsequent transformation into other microstructures or the overall mechanical properties.
And surely this has been studied before?
Yes, you're right, it has been studied before, and in the greatest of detail using stereology by Underwood and then by others using geometry. However, the methods used are not sufficiently general to represent common deformations, and in the case of the geometrical models, there are other problems, such as the shape and orientation of the grains with respect to the deformation axes.
So you've been able to generalize this problem?
Yes, we've adapted the principles of mathematical crystallography to include arbitrary deformations and specific or random orientations of the grain axis relative to the homogeneous deformation. We've also included combinations of deformations.
What remains to be done?
The method is currently limited to space-filling crystals of uniform size. This doesn't really represent reality, so we are now working on the deformation of a distribution of crystal sizes.
Okay, thank you very much. I look forward to the next installment.